Tohle je významný den v životě každého občana. Noste svůj občanský průkaz svědomitě, ne v zadní kapse kalhot. Chraňte jej jako oko v hlavě.
Wednesday evening saw the highly anticipated premiere of the new Czech film Občanský průkaz about youth and rebellion during the normalization period in communist Czechoslovakia. Directed by Ondřej Trojan of Žilary fame, Občanský průkaz, which means identity card or simply ID, is being distributed by Falcon Films. A little earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to the head of Falcon, Jan Bradáč, and asked him how the opening went.
It was a big surprise for everyone because the theme and the story is taken from one side. It's a comedy, and definitely it's a comedy, or very good approach of Ondřej Trojan how to describe the situation 20-30 years old. For current teenagers, for current generation of the teenagers, it's completely invisible, completely hidden, and for them would be as describing as a new, really discovering a new world. So from this point of view, it was really big event, and the reaction was in that trend.
The period in which the film is set is in the 1970s. That was the so-called normalization period in communist Czechoslovakia. Could you tell me just a little bit about that time, or how that time is shown in the film?
The government and the system was trying to lock people into the systematical checking every of their steps. Identity card was one of the instruments the communist system was using for pushing people to behave upon their rules. Everything what you wanted to know about any single citizen in the Czechoslovakia of that time was written in that book. Single, married, divorced, are you working, where are you working, you know, everything was almost there, and every single policeman could read it any time checking that ID. From that point of view, the four young boys at the beginning of the film start to protest. On one hand, it's very funny. On the other hand, it's very, very frightening.
Screenwriter Petr Jarkovský has kind of made a name for himself now with tragicomedies that look back on the communist period. He's covered the Stalinist 50s through to the 80s in films like Belíšky, Pupendo, and so on. Would you say that Občanský průkaz picks up from that or follows in a similar vein, or is it different?
In case of Občanský průkaz, you can say that there are some joint themes which are connecting all of these movies together, and this is definitely the belletry source by writer Petr Šabach. All of the stories from Pupendo, Pelíšky, and even here from Občanský průkaz are based on the novels what this guy has written in the past, and Petr Jarchovský is using that as a source for creating a new stories based on these books. So that is why it may look like that these movies got something in common, not only because of the period where they are described. The latest film written by Petr Jarchovský, I think, is really great because it's not looking at that period. Okay, some of us were bad, some of us were good, but right now we are all of us friends. It's not true regarding Občanský průkaz. At the end of the story, you know who was bad and who was trying somehow to fight against.
Jan Bradáč speaking there to Jan Wellinger.